are or you don't.
Good.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't find that area, but I would wait until.
Hi. Did you get a haircut?
No.
No?
Did you?
I did, just this morning.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I said no, did you?
I noticed, I was on my phone in the car and you walked by me getting the rearview mirror. I'm like, her hair looks different today. Maybe it was the rearview mirror.
Wow.
All right. I did mine today. What are we doing first? Sure.
Technologies?
Yeah.
Didn't we win the plan?
All right.
Yeah, so I'll make a motion to appoint Carol.
Okay.
Once you're ready, John. Your mic's. Trustee Dodge? Trustee Ruzick?
Here.
Trustee Carol?
Here.
Technology, Innovation, and Performance Improvement Committee, approval of minutes.
First of all, I make a motion to appoint Trustee Ruzick the acting chair of the TIPI committee for today's hearing.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Trustee.
I move to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Technology, Innovation, and Performance Improvement Committee of September 5th, 2017.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Village Hall Security and Access Control Additions for BIS and Development Services Department.
Madam Chair, I move to recommend the Village Board the purchase and installation of security and access control devices for the Village Hall from Sound Incorporated of Naperville, Illinois, in an amount not to exceed $5,928.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Police Department Training Room Audio Video Projector Replacement Equipment Upgrade.
Madam Chair, I move to recommend that the Village Board to approve the purchase of police training room projector and equipment from AV Tech Source Inc. in an amount not to exceed $15,529 and recommend approval of the purchase of additional police training room enhancements from Tierney Brothers Inc. in an amount not to exceed $3,664.
Drinks.
Second. Is there any questions or comments? Is this replacing current equipment or is it?
Okay. Madam Chair, so what's going on in the police department is we had a generator that went into test about 3 months ago, and what it did, it damaged the equipment that was in there. So what we're doing is replacing that equipment as well as upgrading some of the touch pads that are in there.
Am I seeing that replacement cost is coming from our village insurance fund for the claim from that failure?
Yeah, so it'll be coming from the insurance fund, some from the BIS fund, and some from the 911 fund, because it is used for 911 training also. So we felt it fair to divvy it up between the different funds.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Finance, approval of minutes.
Madam Chair, I move to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Finance Committee of September 5th, 2017.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Village manager contracting authority?
Want a motion first?
Sure.
Madam Chair, I move to recommend that the village board to approve the change to the bid RFP threshold to $20,000 and recommend to approve the change to the purchasing authority as follows. Director authorization, less than $5,000. Village manager authorization, $10,000 to $20,000. Board of trustees authorization, $20,000+. And I move to recommend to the village board to authorize legal counsel to prepare an ordinance entitled Ordinance Amending Title I, Chapters 7 and 10 of the Orland Park Village Code, Village Manager's Contracting Authority at Minimum Requirement for Competitive Bids.
Second. Ann, can you just give us a little bit of the rationale why we're doing this? I think it's very, very good reasoning, so I'd like.
Okay, sure. First, I'd like to just make one change to the motion. When we took out a section of it, the amount for the village manager authorization should actually read from $5,000 to $20,000. So if we can just modify that for the records.
I will amend the motion to reflect that second recommendation for village manager authorization. Amend it, I previously moved $10,000 to $20,000, we'll amend it to $5,000 to $20,000.
Correct, okay. Okay, so I'll just give you kind of a little bit of background. Current village code, which was actually passed in February of 1993, provides that the village will go out to bid, to formal bid for any purchases that are over $10,000. That is what we currently do, and that's what we've been doing for quite a long time. Current village code also restricts the village manager's purchasing authority by requiring that anything over $5,000 come to the board for approval, whether or not it went through the formal bid process. What we're asking for is a modification to that code to be more in line with state statute. Back in 2005, the state of Illinois increased the bid threshold to $20,000, so that's what we're asking of the board. The bid threshold would be 20. Anything under that amount, we would still get competitive quotes for. We have a requirement that we get three proposals from vendors for under that amount. We would continue to do that. And anything over that amount would either go through the formal bid or formal RFP process and be brought to the board for approval. If you look a little bit further down in the agenda item, in 2016, there was approximately 30 formal RFPs and bids that went out to the market. All but seven of those were above $20,000. So should this threshold be changed from the 10 to the 20, the board would still see 23 of those 30 bids that we went out to the market for. Also, in fiscal year 16, which is our last year where we have complete numbers, there were approximately 3,391 purchase orders issued for approximately $54 million. Staff is required to do a requisition and request a purchase order for every purchase that is made prior to making the purchase. If we were to increase the threshold from the 10 to the 20, the board would still see approximately 92% of the purchasing that we do through the PO process. The rest of our expenditures are, most of them, benefit and employee related that don't go through that process. So the board would still see a significant portion of the purchasing that we do as a whole. We would be in line with the state. We'd also be in line with some of the surrounding municipalities and comparable municipalities that we surveyed. This would streamline our processes greatly, bringing things to the board for $5,200 it's cumbersome. We have to create a lot of paperwork. We have to go through a significant process to get it on the agenda. The bid process being as low as $10,000 is also pretty cumbersome. It takes a lot to issue a formal bid. We have to publish it in the paper. There's a lot of documentation that has to go into each one of those. And even getting bids in, it's a lot for a vendor to have to fill out all the certification forms and everything that are required as part of that bid process for such a low dollar amount. Bringing it up to 20, we're not exceeding anything that isn't in state statute. We'd be in line with the statute, and it would really streamline our formal processes.
Yeah, so I think as we talked, part of the goals being a high-performing organization, too, is to find some of these efficiencies that are going to allow the village to operate more efficiently, mm-hmm. and cut some of the cost out of this process. for some of these smaller contracts.
Yeah, and I actually think that for some of these smaller ones, somewhere between $10,000 and $20,000, that being able to do that informal process and actually reach out to the vendors to get proposals, to be able to talk to them about what the purchase is, will lead us to getting better pricing and more proposals than just issuing a notice in the paper and putting it out on our website. And then we don't get to have those conversations because it's a more formal process. So I think this really will help us in the end.
And the other comment I would just make is that, these amounts haven't been changed in almost 25 years.
February of 1993.
Okay. So I think it's time.
Madam Chair, I would also note that what we used to require for an RFP or a bid was $10,000. That's only equates to 2.1% of the total dollars we spend per year. If we take the $5,000 authority the village manager previously had, that equates to another 1.5. So really, I think like Ann said, we're talking 96.3% of our purchases that we've done throughout the course of the year would not be affected by this ordinance change. I think, again, it makes us more efficient, just like you said. And it's been my experience that the village manager and the directors, whenever they have an item they're going to approve anyway, they typically would let at least their chair know about it. And that's been my experience, at least with Director Ingram and with village manager Lamargo. So I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, and we have an electronic approval process for all of our purchase orders and all of our invoices. So they're all electronically signed by the appropriate level, the director, the village manager. And also, every dollar that we spend is brought to the board through the accounts payable process. So whether it goes through a purchase order requisition, a bid, or a proposal, or it's just regular salaries of employees, it comes through the board.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Fiscal year 2017 property insurance addendum.
Motion first or discussion first?
Can you tell us what this is about, Ann?
So if you remember last fall, we acquired the Orland Park Health and Fitness Center. As part of that acquisition, we obviously acquired the land and the building. When we did our insurance renewal for calendar year 2017, we did not yet have that asset on our books, so it didn't get included in our property renewal. We actually notified Chubb of the event in early January when we actually took title, and it literally took them till a couple weeks ago to get us the invoice for the premium. So that's what this is. It's just adding it onto our statement of values for insurance purposes.
Madam Chair.
Trustee Carroll.
I move to recommend the Village Board to approve the addendum to the Chubb property insurance premium to cover the Orland Park Health and Fitness Center in the amount of $23,519.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Public Works, approval of minutes.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Ruzick.
I move to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of Public Works of September 5th, 2017.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Main pump station master meter replacement.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Ruzick.
I move to recommend to the Village Board to approve payment for the main pump station master meter replacement. Payment to the Village of Oak Lawn, Illinois in the amount of $35,330.
Second. This is a requirement under the regional water system agreement with the Village of Oak Lawn that we've all been talking about for months. Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Tree replacements on LaGrange Road following vehicle accidents.
Mr. Chairman, I move to recommend to the Village Board to approve the invoice from Breezy Hills Nursery of Salem, Wisconsin for the removal and replacement of 8 parkway and median trees along LaGrange Road for the amount not to exceed $5,760.
Second. These are trees that have resulted from a total of 6 car accidents from November of 2016 to April of 2017, in which 8 parkway and or median trees along LaGrange were damaged beyond recovery. We're using the same contractor that was the low bid on LaGrange Road for the landscaping project we're currently undergoing. I did ask John, and maybe Ann would be involved in this as well, that at a future committee meeting, maybe we can get a report. We've had several items, street pole, light poles, traffic control boxes, et cetera, that have been damaged with car accidents. And each of those agenda items, we've been told that the legal counsel will try to recoup those expenses from the responsible carrier's insurance. Probably should check that every once in a while, see how that's going, so we know what success rate we've had. But that's basically what we're dealing with here.
Trustee Carroll, we do track those.
Okay.
And we make sure that if we do, are able to subrogate, that we do collect.
Okay.
I can give you a report over the last year or so of what we actually collected.
An upcoming committee meeting, because it would be probably both of our committees, so.
Okay.
I'm happy to report that there have been no additional trees hit on LaGrange Road since April.
Since April. That's good. Very good. Well, there's no ice on the ground. That's probably half of it right there. Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Self-propelled field painter machine replacement equipment.
Mr. Chairman, I move to recommend to the Village Board to accept the GSA contract proposal from Burris Equipment of Joliet, Illinois, for the purchase of one self-propelled field painter machine in an amount not to exceed $12,382.04.
Second. And this is utilizing the GSA Cooperative Purchasing Program. It's for parks, replacing some old equipment. Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Parkwood Lift Station Maintenance Lift Chain Replacement.
Mr. Chairman, I move to recommend to the Village Board to waive the bid process and recommend to accept the proposal from Gazvoda and Associates of Calumet City, Illinois, for the Parkwood Lift Station Maintenance Lift Chain Replacement for an amount not to exceed $26,550.
Second. The reason for the waiver of the bid process on this item is the equipment itself is manufactured by Smith & Loveless. And we did have other contractors that could have done the work. However, Smith & Loveless, it's kind of a unique man lift, with it's chain operated, would not warrant the repairs and the installation if they didn't do it themselves. So we were kind of one of those where we're stuck if we don't do it. We have a larger issue with the lack of warranty than we would if we use their services. Did I get that right, John?
You got it right. And the cost difference was quite minor in the big picture of the expense.
Right. Okay. Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Rotary cutter attachment replacement equipment purchase.
Mr. Chairman, I move to recommend to the Village Board to approve accepting the NJPA contract quote from Clark Equipment Company, doing business as Bobcat Company of West Fargo, North Dakota, for the purchase of a rotary cutter attachment for an amount not to exceed $5,025.40.
Second. This is also used for parks. This is, again, a National Joint Powers Alliance purchasing cooperative deal. Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Water main break emergency repair at 11300 Poplar Creek Lane.
Mr. Chairman, I move to recommend to the Village Board to approve payment to Aries Inc. of Tinley Park, Illinois, for water main break emergency repairs at 113 Poplar Creek Lane in the amount of $8,138.06.
Second. This is an emergency repair where staff did originally do the hydro excavating. Once they got it open, they saw that with the depth and the length of the replacement in need, they brought in the outside contractor. Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Disposal of village equipment, miscellaneous items salvaged from the Cultural Arts Center, Village Hall, Museum, and vehicle and equipment maintenance repair parts.
Mr. Chairman, I move to recommend to the Village Board to pass an ordinance entitled Ordinance Authorizing Disposal by Public Auction of Personal Property Owned by the Village of Orland Park, Illinois.
Second. This is from the History Museum, from vehicle and equipment, a bunch of other equipment we're getting rid of. Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Alternative fuel pilot program implementation.
Do you want to talk about it or take a motion?
You can do the motion first, but okay. It's going to, well, you know what? No. This is the AFS contract. Previously, this committee and the Village Board approved a program whereby we would convert our police cars, our squad cars, to liquid propane. The upfront cost almost entirely was borne by AFS. AFS here? Oh, you are. Great. The reason I'm not looking for a motion at this time, I did look over the contract over the weekend. There were two items that I had specifically brought up multiple times during open session that I wanted to make sure were in the contract, and I'm not seeing it. So we're probably going to have a slight revision before we recommend approval to the Village Board. And in fact, I don't think it even has to go to committee at that time. But one of the things we talked about in many of our meetings previously was our understanding was that during the course of the three-year agreement, what's referred to in this contract as the leased equipment, which is the conversion materials that go on the squad car, would be fully amortized over the course of that three-year agreement, and then they would be our property at the end of that 3 years. And in fact, there was discussion during many of those meetings that if we decided to keep that car in the fleet after the three-year amortization period or lease period, that would be our equipment. We could choose to do so, or we could assign it or transfer it to another car. The second item, which kind of runs hand in hand with that, was it was my request that that contract had a two-tier pricing program for those cars that had gone past the three-year amortization of the cost for AFS to convert the car, or if we wanted to buy a vehicle that was already modified to accept propane, for example, through one of the joint purchasing agreements or cooperatives, we would have a lower price. AFS had done their initial review of the vehicle fleet and determined that it wasn't cost effective for them to convert our snowplows, for example, or our dump trucks, or any of our other vehicles in the fleet. So the thought was, sometimes it may be more cost effective for us when we're buying a new vehicle to purchase one through the state contract or other joint purchasing agreement that's already converted, and it was my desire to see that second pricing tier be in the contract. Neither of those items is in the contract, and that's why I want to make sure we kind of go back to the drawing board with legal, make sure that those two items are addressed, because it shouldn't be a surprise to AFS, because I brought it up, I think, three times. So
Chris Arwadi with AFS is here.
Sure.
I'd prefer not to negotiate.
No, I understand.
At this time, but if you would like to just address the committee on,
sure,
on either of those two
great
items.
So in answer to your questions or your, objections, there's no reason at all why we couldn't include a two-tiered pricing schedule for, you know, vehicles that you guys purchase on your own.
Right.
The agreement is actually for a five-year amortization,
okay,
of the equipment rather than three.
That's fine.
But I will be happy to adjust the contract so that way it includes a two-tiered pricing structure for any OEM equipment that you guys purchase that uses propane. And that would just, you know, obviously just kind of be extra whipped cream on top of the
right,
so to speak. So.
Some of your representatives that had previously addressed the committee, we talked about what items in the car are reusable. I remember them saying the tank was reusable.
Sure.
The injectors are not. They had different things.
Correct.
And they were saying that, at least at that time, the thought was at the end of that amortization, if it's 5 years, it's 5 years. Mm-hmm. But at the end of that period, that equipment that is reusable would be the property of the village. It's been paid for through that five-year amortization or contract.
Mm-hmm.
It could then, that car could either remain in the fleet at that lower price,
because mm-hmm,
it's already been covered over the 5 years of amortization,
right,
or the tank and whatever else could be reused would be put into
elsewhere,
another car.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that was the thought, and
sure,
it was this. It's nothing new, as we discussed it many times.
I do believe, and I would have to go back and look at the contract. I haven't looked at it in a couple of weeks, but I do believe that there is something about that in there.
I didn't see it.
Okay, I'll go
and
back.
Unfortunately, I read these things for a living.
Yeah. yeah, and apparently I write them. But I'd be happy to go ahead and make sure that is stipulated specifically in there.
But unless Director Ingram or Mr. Lamarga, you have a reason where it might need to go back to committee, I think it's already been approved by the Village Board for the contract to be negotiated. So if we get those two things worked out, just shoot me a copy of it so I can confirm that it is worked out, and we can go right to board with it, I imagine. What do you think?
So should we just continue this till the next board?
Well, I don't even know that it needs to remain in committee.
We might be able to work this out within the next 2 weeks in order to bring this.
Just bring it to board.
Board.
To the board.
Yeah, I don't know that he's action at this time.
I said it would be on consent, but we'd bring it to board.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. No, it wouldn't have to go on consent. Because I know Trustee Dodge had some issues and he couldn't be here tonight. He wanted to discuss it. By then, hopefully the contract will be finalized. I know those two items were sticking points for me. So,
Mr. Chairman,
Can Mr. Chairman, can you make a motion now,
sure,
just subject to those two to those two adjustments?
To make a motion to
make a motion subject to the two adjustments as Trustee Carroll had indicated, with the amortization, adding the amortization language after 5 years, ownership after amortization, and then the two tier price.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I move to recommend the Village Board to authorize the Village Manager to execute the contract with Alternative Fuel Supply LLC of Schaumburg, Illinois, and implement the alternative fuel program with the two modifications to the contract attached, being the equipment being owned by the village at the end of the five-year amortization period, and a two-year pricing program for any vehicle left in the fleet after the five-year amortization program, or any vehicle purchased by the village directly that is already converted.
Second.
Get that taken care of. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Consulting engineering services for water distribution system evaluation and modeling.
We do the motion first, and then I'll have John explain it.
I move to recommend to the Village Board to award consulting engineering services for water distribution system model and evaluation to Strand Associates, Inc. of Joliet, Illinois, in an amount not to exceed $55,920 for the fiscal year 2017-2018, and an amount not to exceed the board-approved budget for fiscal year 2019 and 2020.
Second. I think this is an important issue. I know Strand is here. I understand, right, John?
That's correct.
All right, so I'll let you take it away, John, and then if Strand wants to further explain it.
Sure. We do have Chris Alm and Tim Schultz with Strand Associates here if there's any other technical questions. Essentially, a water model allows us to evaluate the water system from a hydraulic perspective to ensure that water main sizes are appropriate. We can evaluate things such as main breaks to help us understand why main breaks might be occurring in a certain area and help us evaluate where water main replacement might be best suited. We can look at the water system from the perspective of how our water towers are being filled and evaluate if we need to add additional water main to help support certain areas of the village. It's something that we haven't had the ability to do for a number of years, actually, since we converted to Lake Michigan water. As we continue to do water main replacements throughout the village, it'll be a tool that we can use to help us objectively select the areas that need to be replaced. And then once those areas are selected, we can objectively determine whether or not there should be an increase in size of the main, or even look at the types of water main replacements that we want to do, whether it be slip lining or actual replacement. So we're very excited about this. And in order to come up to the conclusion that we did with Strand, we did issue a public RFQ. There were 7 respondents. We elected to interview 3 of those respondents, and ultimately Strand rose above the others.
We've had several breaks this year, haven't we? Were they unexpected?
We typically get about 30 to 35 breaks per year throughout the village.
Okay, so there were no higher this year? The amount of breaks were not? Okay.
No,
okay.
No.
I think it's been lower, it seems like, this year.
It.
No, we haven't had a real bad winter. Well, it's usually during the freeze or the thaw, right?
We typically don't talk about water main breaks too much.
Well, okay.
Unless I need money to repair them.
Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Any public comments or questions? No. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, folks, we'll be back in 32 minutes.
Let's see.